This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root's War Now. Welcome to the show. The warrior, your relentless Trump warrior, middle-class warrior, conservative warrior, capitalist evangelist, American made and proud of it. If you're listening on USA Radio, I want you to start watching on Newsmax TV as well. The third hour of the show is on Newsmax TV, channel 349 DirecTV, channel 216 Dish. You can watch us stream live on YouTube. Just go to the Newsmax TV channel on YouTube. You can watch old episodes on NewsmaxTV.com, or you can absolutely lobby your cable carrier, your cable system, to pick up Newsmax TV so you can watch your favorite show, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. 50 million homes are growing fast, and we're really conservative. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV. Tell them you have other TV options. You can go to Dish. You can go to DirecTV. So encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, call this toll-free number, and we'll connect you instantly to your local cable system for free. No matter where you're calling from the country, we will connect you free to your local cable system where you can tell them, I want my Wayne Root and my Newsmax TV. 844-500-6397. 844-500-6397. Call there now, and Newsmax will connect you. It's not just Andrew Cuomo and his comments today that America was never great. That will be a top news story for the election. Donald Trump trolled Democrats at Maxine Waters' 80th birthday today. 80th birthday. Can you imagine? That woman is 80 years old. Happy birthday to the leader of the Democratic Party, Maxine Waters, the president wrote on Twitter. Trump repeatedly highlights Waters, who represents the more extreme California liberal wing of the party, as the leader of the Democrats in hopes of alienating the rest of the country. Waters has repeatedly urged Congress to impeach Trump. Maxine Waters is leading the charge, Trump said to supporters in Ohio during a rally recently. Maxine, she's a real beauty. Maxine, a seriously low IQ person. On MSNBC, Waters said her birthday wish would be to get a different president than Trump. My biggest birthday wish would be that we'd be able to get a leader of this country who represents us, who has respect of our allies, someone who has appreciation for the Constitution. That's funny. Someone that doesn't lie with these tweets. He doesn't even know the words to the Star Spangled Banner. And Trump said, happy birthday to the leader of the Democratic Party, Maxine Waters. I have a feeling she'll be starring in many ads coming up soon. Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, also had a bombshell. Obama's Muslim stooge, John Brennan. I'm reading, that's not Wayne Root's comment. I'm reading from an article here at Gateway Pundit. But Trump attorney drops bombshell. Obama's Muslim stooge, John Brennan, was behind the Trump-Russia investigation. I think that's a little bit of his own personal opinion, John Brennan being Obama's Muslim stooge. I don't know what John Brennan was or wasn't. I don't know if he's a Muslim or not, but I know that Giuliani does say John Brennan was behind the Trump-Russia investigation. I've heard many times that Brennan converted to Islam while a CIA station chief. But in any case, it's just interesting that we're finding out that Brennan is the one who was in charge of it all, the point man, the leader, the captain of the ship. And Trump today revoked Brennan's national security clearance, which is good. First of all, do you really believe, I mean, I'd love to get an answer to this. Are you telling me all the old conservatives under Reagan still have the national security clearance? And when Obama became president, he left all the George W. Bush people in with national security clearance? Is that really true? I don't believe it. They're making a big deal that Trump revoked Brennan's security clearance. But I don't think it's a big deal. I think it should be automatic policy of the United States. The minute there's a change of leadership, all the old guys have to give up the national security clearance. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders read a statement from President Donald Trump Wednesday announcing the administration is revoking former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. To me, this is just, you know, no big deal at all. Why would anybody care? Why should Brennan have access to classified information? And if, in fact, we believe Brennan was in charge of all the bad guys, Clapper, James Comey, Sally Yates, Susan Rice, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Bruce Orr, they all should have their security clearance revoked. They should all wind up in prison. And, of course, John Brennan should no longer have any chance to influence American national security. Here's another great example of the Democratic Party. New Mexico judge accuses prosecutors of anti-Muslim bias in her decision to release dangerous jihadists running an Islamic terror camp. Muslim Siraj ibn Wahaj was arrested earlier this month at a terrorist compound in New Mexico. He was training children to commit mass shootings at U.S. schools. He's the son of a Brooklyn imam who was named as a possible co-conspirator in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. New Mexico police entered a dangerous Islamic terrorist camp this month after they grew tired of FBI stalling. So once again, the FBI, a bunch of losers, FBI, a bunch of Keystone cops. The FBI refused to act. Instead, the FBI told a neighbor to wear a hidden camera and risk his life by approaching an armed Islamist extremist compound. On Tuesday, New Mexico Judge Sarah Bacchus released the five Islamic defendants, Siraj Wahaj, Huraj Wahaj, Subhana Wahaj, Janie Lavelle, and Lucas Morton on $20,000 signature bond. In making her decision to release the extremists, Judge Bacchus accused prosecutors of anti-Muslim bias against the Islamic terror camp organizers. Ryan Morrow from the Clarion Project posted the judge's remarks in court yesterday. Here's part of the judge's order denying the prosecutor's motion to deny bail. Judge Bacchus essentially accuses the authorities of promoting religious discrimination against Muslims. She says the defendants are apparently of the Muslim faith. The court was asked by the state to make a finding of dangerousness and a finding of no conditions of release to ensure the safety of the community. The state apparently expected the court to take the individual's faith into account. Can you imagine these liberal slime in making such a determination? The court has never been asked to take away any other person's faith into account in making a determination of dangerousness. The court is not aware of any law that allows the court to take a person's faith into consideration in making a dangerousness determination. They didn't say because he's a Muslim you have to deny bail. They said because he was running a Muslim terrorist training camp you have to deny bail, you idiot. Another great example of Democrats. The Philadelphia mom who spent $25,000 on Black Panther-themed prom party is now accused of disability fraud. Saudia Schuler, 44, made news last week for throwing the lavish prom party, which included camels, a Black Panther, and costume characters from the Marvel superhero film Black Panther. But after her notoriety, city officials began looking into Schuler's finances and are now charging her with defrauding the city of tens of thousands in disability payments. The U.S. Attorney for Philadelphia charged Schuler with wire fraud, theft of government funds, and Social Security fraud. Prosecutors say Schuler signed up for disability benefits, saying she's unable to work even though she is not disabled. They also noted that she has been working in the fast food business during the time she said she could not work and that she took at least $36,000 in disability payments. There's evidence she defrauded the government, and no matter who you are, the government brings charges. When asked about the quality of life, she said she couldn't rarely cook any meals. Her cousin cooked for her. In reality, she was running a food takeout business for country cooking. Shula's attorney, how about this one? Tariq El Shabazz. Isn't it interesting, the names? That's all I'm going to say. Tariq El Shabazz. You sure he's not from New Mexico? He brushed off the government's charges, asserting Schuler had suffered a stroke and was in rehabilitation during the period prosecutors claimed she was running the fast food business. Okay, more Democrats. Somali-American Hodan Hassan says Muslims are victims of 9/11 and wins the Democratic primary in Minnesota. Hodan Hassan won her Democratic primary for Minneapolis House District 62A. She's the second Somali-American to likely be a state representative. Here's the picture of her with a hijab on. She believes Muslims in the United States are victims following the 9/11 attacks on America. Here's her talking, Hudan Hassan. Well, to tell you the truth, 9/11 have changed a lot of things for the Muslims in the United States. First of all, 9/11 has changed, not have changed. Maybe you should learn English before trying to become an elected official in the United States of America. 9/11 has changed a lot of things for Muslims, not have changed. She says, my experience post 9/11, there have been a lot of negative experiences as a Muslim, especially a Muslim woman in the United States. There have been many instances where people have been targeted, where people have been discriminated, name-calling, vandalism of mosques. Really, 9/11 have opened a new experience. It has opened a new experience. Do I have to teach you remedial reading and remedial speaking before you become a politician? 9/11 have opened a new experience, a new eye-opening for me, and the people that live in this country call themselves Muslim, for we have experienced many prejudice against us. Wow, she's a speaker, huh? She's quite a speaker. Maybe she should take an English course. Remedial English for politicians. As Gateway Pundit reported in 2009, hate crimes against Muslims declined for several years after the 9/11 Islamist attacks. In fact, there were far more hate crimes against Christians during the same period. Wow, she's Sharia compliant, this Hudan Hassan. Sharia compliant. And now she's worried about 9/11, how it hurt her. When we get back, breaking story, Colorado Civil Rights Commission comes after the Christian baker again. This time for not baking a cake celebrating transgender transition. Folks, we're under attack. We are absolutely under attack. And it's time to fight back. When we come back, we'll talk about it. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888 888- 524-6540, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by iTarget Pro. You know, you constantly see cops shooting innocent bystanders or shooting hostages. There was in L.A., I watched an unbelievable video online of a cop killing a hostage along with the bad guy. And I'm not telling you this because I'm being critical of law enforcement. I'm telling you this because cops train all day long for just those scenarios, and still there are tragic outcomes once in a while. So what does this say for the rest of us who go shooting once a month at best? Don't risk being unprepared, undertrained, and spending the rest of your life replaying that moment. Do what I do, or at least what I do now, what I've done for the last 2 weeks since iTarget Pro sent me their whole setup. I practice frequently with iTarget Pro, revolutionizing home firearm training. iTarget uses your actual gun so you become proficient with the firearm you're actually going to use in real life. Utilizing your smartphone, their proprietary app uses a laser in place of the bullet and will detect exactly where your shots are landing. Right now, save 10% with the offer code WAR when you purchase the iTarget Pro system. Save money, save time, take your skills to the next level, safely and effectively. That's the letter iTargetPro.com. iTargetPro.com. You can then use offer code WAR. iTargetPro.com. I've got a 357 Magnum and a 9mm Glock, and I practice with them all the time now, and my whole family's practicing with them. It's a lot of fun. iTarget Pro is a lot of fun. Go to iTargetPro.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show. I told you I was going to talk to you about this breaking story. Colorado Civil Rights Commission comes after Christian Baker again, this time for not baking a cake celebrating a transgender transition. On Tuesday, according to the Daily Caller, Christian Baker Jack Phillips, who was recently handed a victory at the Supreme Court after the Colorado Civil Rights Commission discriminated against him on the basis of religion by fining him for not baking a same-sex wedding cake, filed a new lawsuit against the Civil Rights Commission. Why? Because the Civil Rights Commission has apparently issued a preliminary ruling penalizing him for not baking a gender transition celebration cake. On the same day, the High Court agreed to review the Masterpiece cake, case. An attorney named Autumn Scardina called Phillips' shop and asked him to create a cake celebrating a sex transition. The caller asked the cake include a blue exterior and a pink interior, a reflection of Scardina's transgender identity. Phillips declined to create the cake, good for you, given his religious conviction that sex is immutable, meaning you can't change your freaking sex of birth, while offering to sell the caller other pre-made baked goods. In my opinion, that's all you have to do in America today. I can't say because you're gay, because you're transgender, because you're Muslim, because you're Jewish, because you're Christian, because you're black or because you're white, I won't make something, I won't sell you something. I'm going to sell you whatever's in my store, whatever I sell to anybody else. But you can't force me to make something just for you that offends me. Go somewhere else, like, you know, to hell. In the months that followed, the bakery received requests for cakes featuring marijuana use, sexually explicit messages, and satanic symbols. How come nobody ever thinks of marching Jews and gays into Muslim bakeries all over Dearborn, Michigan, and demanding they make Jewish cakes and celebrate Moses and celebrate Jesus and cakes for gay people out of Muslim bakeries? Why do they only pick on a nice Christian? You know why. This is a liberal attack on all of us. One solicitation submitted by email asked the cake shop to create a three-tiered white cake depicting Satan licking a fictional 9-inch, I'm not going to say what the word is, but you can figure out what it is. Phillips believes Scardina made all these requests. 3 weeks after Phillips won at high court, the commission issued a probable cause determination finding there was sufficient evidence to support Scardina's claim of discrimination. So this poor guy has to take it to the United States Supreme Court. He wins, they come after him again. Phillips is now sued claiming violation of free speech. Violation of free exercise, free speech, due process, and equal protection. The lawsuit by the Alliance Defending Freedom, God bless them, asks for an injunction against the Civil Rights Commission and sues the head of the commission in her personal capacity. The possibility of a renewed crackdown on religious business practice was not foreclosed, however, by the prior Supreme Court decision. That decision was narrowly tailored to avoid the key issue whether government could force a business owner to violate his or her religious precepts via anti-discrimination law. The case instead turned on the Colorado Civil Rights Commission's openly disparaging language about Christians and their deferential treatment of religious bakers versus non-religious bakers. We're just under attack, folks, and we be conservatives, capitalists, Christians, all the above. It's just disgusting. I don't have to like transgender people. You can't force me to like them. You can't force me to do biz with them. If they want to buy something in the store, go ahead and buy something in the store. But you can't force a baker to make a cake just for them with their disgusting sexual demands that offend any Christian. Wayne Allen Rubin.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Congressman Jim Jordan cheered President Trump's decision Wednesday to revoke former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance, saying the White House should revoke several other Obama-era officials, too. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders reminded us why the White House revoked Brennan's clearance.
Mr. Brennan's lying and recent conduct, characterized by increasingly frenzied commentary, is wholly inconsistent with access to the nation's most closely held secrets.
Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke was in California visiting neighborhoods that were ravaged by the state's largest wildfires. During his visit to the Golden State, Zinke talked about why he believes there's so many fires these days.
temperatures are rising, whether that's cyclic or not. But again, regardless of climate change or not, it doesn't relieve me the responsibility or the secretary responsibility to manage it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is My Patriot Supply. Oh, by the way, I want to say something before I even get to the sponsor. I want to give out the phone number because we booked no guests in this hour just so we could take calls. Love to hear from you. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. Generally have guests in this hour number two, but tonight we want to hear from you. 833-WAR-TALK. So line up and get on the lines right now. My Patriot Supply is the sponsor of this segment of the show. The Department of Homeland Security reports Russia's military might be able to take control of parts of our electrical grid. The Wall Street Journal seems to agree with that. The New York Times seems to agree. They both say Russian hackers are reaching U.S. utility control rooms, Russian hackers shifting the focus of the U.S. power grid. Let me ask you to consider, if your home had no power for several days, if your home had no power for several weeks, do you have an emergency food supply to get through? If there's no power, grocery stores would empty and then they'd close. Gas stations would be empty and closed. Think about it. You've heard me talk about the importance of having food storage, whether it's long-term power outage or natural disaster. Rely on the folks at My Patriot Supply. They're devoted to helping hardworking Americans prepare and become more self-reliant. They sell dozens of emergency food kits as well as gravity-powered water filtration systems at MyPatriotSupply.com. Whether it's a power grid collapse, a hurricane, an earthquake, or something worse, protect yourself and build your food storage plan today. Do so at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Thank you for being the sponsor of the show. Let's grab Paul in Las Vegas on line one. Paul, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Wayne, and thank you very much for taking my call, and congratulations on your enterprise there. So,
what's on your mind?
Well, I called to make a suggestion, and I'm not sure I'm really have this organized enough, so maybe you could help me if it doesn't come through, but I want to hear new ideas for the reconstruction. There's no doubt about it, we're going to have to reconstruct. But right now, all we're doing is throwing nasty, disparaging comments at one another. And the media seems to be involved in some type of a distraction mode. In other words, they throw these things up as fake news. What they really do is they occupy time so that we can't have unhurried, argumentative discussions about a better society. And what that means is something like this. When I have an argument with those people who are the morally, how can I put this? It's my opinion, it's the morally inclined opposed to the morally deviant. And when I'm talking to those people in a strong degree of opposition, they tell me, yeah, you just want to pay for the services. And I'm like, well, let's talk about that. Let's look at that service. And the next thing I know, there's a dust trail. I mean, they're just running off. So the point is that we can't stand to have a discussion that's well-intended, unhurried, and freedom of speech and fearless. And for men, when I hear men like you are quite capable of doing Gatling gun engagements and rapid thoughts, I just wish that we had that time when we could put things up on like a whiteboard moment. And in trying to explain that to your producer, I was telling him I have a whole list of things that I think we need to review to reconstruct. But in order to do that, we have to define what our priorities are. And I bring that up because when you lose your mission, missions are usually based on foundations. Those foundations are determined by what we call undeniable priorities or assimilated priorities we agree to.
So, Paul, listen, Paul, I got to interrupt you. You're way too intellectual, and you're going on way too long. The average person has no clue what you're talking about. I'm Wayne Root. I went to Columbia University. I don't even know what you're talking about. Give me a Cliff Notes version of what you want to do. I want to hear, if you can't say it in 30 seconds, there's no one in America that will ever vote for it. There's no one in America that gives a crap about it. And if it was on the radio, they'd shut the radio off. Let's hear you tell me in 30 seconds what you want to do.
I can't take it. You're absolutely correct. There's no brutality in honesty. Thank you for your clear-minded comment. That is my struggle. And what I want to do is I want to make my country a better country, but I think we're going to have to find harmony. Right now, it is my position that we need to define government, clearly define government, because it continues to interlope or commingle with free enterprise. We need to stop government right now, define it, look at it, reconstruct it, and in order to do that, we're going to have difficult discussions with new ideas.
Right, but here's where you're dreaming, Paul. You act like there are nice people on the other side that want to listen or have a serious discussion and an open-minded discussion. No, on the other side are a bunch of censorship police nutcases. I don't mean police as in, you know, local cops. I mean police as in they want to police our lives. They want to stop us from talking on college campuses. They want to send, just ringers into our bakeries to ask us to bake cakes with 9-inch you-know-whats to celebrate the transsexual transition. They're trying to destroy us. Does anybody understand that? They don't play fair. So you're trying to think on an intellectual and fair level how to create a dialogue with them. They don't want a dialogue. They want to hit you with a 9-inch you-know-what. They want to bake the cake with the 9-inch you-know-what, and they want to hit you over the head with the 9-inch you-know-what. The Antifa guys want to murder Donald Trump. The Antifa people want to murder and basically assault or rape you and me to teach us a lesson. They're sickos on the other side leading their battle. If you think you want to develop some sort of nice dialogue with them, you're in a dreamland, Paul. It's not going to happen. There's no open dialogue with liberals. They don't want a dialogue. They think we're wrong, and they want to stick us in a cage. What do they want to do to Donald Trump's son? Stick him in a cage with a pedophile. That's how sick these people are. The time for dialogue's over, man. There is no dialogue with these people.
Well, if that's the case, and I happen to feel that we are close to being in a revolution here, I think if Donald Trump hadn't gotten elected, I consider him to be an archangel. That kind of upsets him, but my point is that we were headed for some of the most, I think we were very close to a revolution. We're not out of this yet. I thank God for Donald J. Trump. But we're going to have to sit down, I think, people like you and the others who have a place in history and a level of comment that's effectual. I think we're going to have other discussions regardless of whether these people want to hear it or not, Wayne. This is what I'm trying to say is that I think, let me give an example. I think we're going to have to term limit public employees, not just public politicians. I think we're going to have to take the single-family dwelling, which all commerce is to get or begotten from, and we're going to have to no longer are we going to be able to tax that dwelling for public employees' wages. We're only going to tax it for material costs only, and we're going to tie the wages to those people that are flipping the money. If you're flipping the money and it isn't tied to the dwelling, then we're going to take 0.001 cents every time you flip the money because all you're interested in is debt loading or a personal gain. But we need to have an argument at the moment. Now, I'm a free enterprise, and my family is 14 corporations. I've owned my own. But at the same time, if we don't stabilize that residential unit, of which all commerce comes from two entities, the residential unit you own and the residential unit you don't own, from those two entities, everything you see out there, all commerce is begotten from there. And the reason is that all business is a product, service, or solution. Well, you can't sell a product, service, or solution to everyone on the back of the car or riding a horse.
Paul, you got to be a libertarian. Let me guess. Wait a minute. Are you a libertarian? That's what I want to know.
No, I take great issue with those people because they continue to be dog-minded in one aspect only. I'm a free enterprising American. I think we should invade Mexico and free those people, for example.
Paul, I got to say goodbye. You're just coming up with stuff that's never going to happen, okay? Let me say goodbye to Paul. We're not invading Mexico. No one is term-limiting government employees. Government employees make $200,000 a year and they retire on $300,000 a year based on their last 3 years of overtime. You and I agree it's a problem. You and I agree Mexico's a problem. You and I probably agree that Mexico's invading America. It's a takeover. It's the ultimate form of electoral collusion. But none of the things you want to do are ever going to happen, man. Don't you see it's going the other way? There's no government employees that are going to let you term limit them. They want to work for 20 years and then retire at $200,000 a year for the rest of their lives. I agree, it can't go on this way, but no one's going to allow you to term limit government employees, and no one's allowing us to invade Mexico and colonize Mexico. It's not going to happen. So I deal in real things. I'm a realist, not an idealist on this show. And sometimes I got to cut some of you off because you want to ramble on and on and on about stuff that's never going to happen. Anybody want to call in and tell me the odds that we're going to term limit government employees, let alone politicians? Government employees, yeah, we're going to term limit them. A policeman can only work 3 years. Right, you're going to term limit government employees. Anyone want to call in and tell me the odds we're going to invade Mexico? Yeah, okay. Come on, folks. Get with it. Give me some ideas that are realistic. You know, electing Donald Trump was realistic. Electing another 435, or as many as you can out of 435, who are like Donald Trump. That's our goal. The goal isn't term limiting government employees. Him and I are on the same team. Paul, I agree with you. Government employees are making too much money. Government employees, we can't afford the pensions they want. We can't afford the gold-plated Cadillac health care plans they want, while the rest of us struggle to pay for ours. But you're not term-limiting government employees. And your argument is just too long-winded. Nobody sits at home and listens to long-winded arguments. You know why my radio show is so popular? You know why my TV show is so popular? It's pedal to the metal, ball to the walls, attack. It's not airy-fairy long dissertations like a college professor. Nobody listens. No one gives a crap. They go to sleep or they change the channel. So don't call up with any long-winded dissertations because nobody wants to hear them. They're not going to solve the problems of America. The closest we've come to solving the problems of America was Donald Trump, who's a Wayne Root clone. Talks at a ninth grade level, speaks in quick sentences, everything's about branding. There was no intellectual dissertation about Hillary Clinton. He just told you she was corrupt. He told you she belonged in jail. He said, lock her up. Matter of fact, I think I invented that saying, by the way. I believe I was the first one who ever said at a Trump rally, led the crowd and lock her up, lock her up. That's how you win elections. It's about branding. It's about repetition. It's about short, memorable lines and ideas that people can remember. It's not about term-limiting government employees. It's not about invading Mexico. It's not about something he said about houses, first homes, second homes. I don't even know what the hell he said. Even I couldn't keep up with it. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We'll be right back.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Swiss Wave, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know me as the champion of small business, so if you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, and you're listening right now, or perhaps you want to be one for the first time in your life, doesn't everybody want to get the shot in America, the great capitalist America, to own their own business? Here's a shot. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. So you're listening out there, you're not a doctor. We don't care. We don't want you to be a doctor. You need to be an entrepreneur. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. Could be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. Check. You know, you do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You will have to invest a few dollars. I mean, that's the real world, guys. You got to invest something to make something. Got to take a chance. Without risk, there's no reward. Contact them today to find out if you qualify, to see if your area is available, and if you qualify, and it doesn't have to be the area you live in. You know, there's like, you know, 300 areas you could open up in the United States, and you could live in one, and the clinic could be in the other one. To see if your area is available, and if you qualify, okay, you got to be in it to win it. You got to call just to find out. What's the deal? How much money do I need? How much money can I make? You got to call them to find out. 800-235-1462, 800-235-1462, or go to medicalpartnership.info. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. You heard about it on the War Now show, and they will take first-class care of you. Remember, these clinics are run by non-doctor partners. Any businessman can run them. All-cash business, no insurance, up and running in 30 days. How cool is that? Phone number one more time to find out about this opportunity is 800-235-1462. Here's another example of how bad government is. New Jersey superintendent takes a poop on the school track on a daily basis, and upon, I guess they caught him on video, and they made him resign, but they gave him $100,000. That's your money they're giving away to a mental midget who poops on the track every day. How do you even poop on a track? I've never pooped in my life in the outdoors. How do you poop outdoors? That means he's taking off his pants outdoors and pooping. He's a mentally ill man. Thomas Tramiglini, the former Kenilworth Public School superintendent, is set to earn $100,000 before he resigns this September. He was suspended from his position in May after it was discovered that he was taking daily defecation breaks on the Holmdel High School outdoor track. Yeah, he's not too mentally ill. According to his resignation agreement, Tramaglini will be on paid leave till September 30th when he'll be forced to resign from the position. From the date of execution of this separation agreement by Tramaglini and the board president, he'll remain on a paid leave of absence for personal reasons through September 30th. During such time, he shall not report to work, perform any of the duties, nor have any of the responsibilities of the position of superintendent of schools. Only in the fake world of teachers and superintendents and administrators and public employees do you get deals like this. In the private sector, I get nothing if I don't perform. I get nothing. Zero. If I don't find an advertiser, I don't get paid. If I don't do a great three-hour show and the ratings aren't high, I don't get freaking paid and then I get fired. But no, you pay these people for doing nothing. No, not just for doing nothing. For taking a dump on the track of your own school. This guy is so mentally ill. Can you imagine if he has kids? What if he has kids? Can you imagine if they found your father taking a dump? A guy in a suit is the superintendent of schools your whole life. You thought your father was Superman, a cool guy. Maybe you're going to the school that your father's superintendent of, and the whole school system he's superintendent of. And the next thing you know, he's caught throwing his pants down and taking a dump in the middle of the outdoors. That's talking about ruining your kid's life for the rest of their life. How does your kid ever go to school again? It isn't even clear why Tramaglini was regularly pooping on the Holmdel High School track. He was charged on May 1st with defecating in public after local police set up surveillance cameras to determine who was behind the steady stream of human feces that had appeared each day. In a bizarre twist, Tramaglini has announced he plans to sue the Holmdel Police Department for taking the photographs of him. He claims the department has maliciously circulated his mugshot despite the relatively minor nature of his offense. Holmdel Township Police unlawfully took Dr. Tramaglini's... Oh, doctor! Is he a doctor of poop? Is he a doctor of defecation? They unlawfully took his photograph and distributed and disseminated the mugshot to third parties, including the media, with the intent to harm Dr. Tramaglini, reads a court document for the lawsuit. Just typical of, you know, what goes on in the world today in our liberal society. This mentally ill madman takes a poop all over the track where people are running in another hour so they could step in his poop and smell his poop. And he's suing the police because they have the audacity to set up cameras to catch the guy. And they caught him in the act and he lost his career. Isn't that just too bad? Maybe you should have thought about that before you pooped on the track, doctor of defecation. What a moron. What a lame-brained, mentally ill moron. This is the government employees that think they deserve $100,000 for not working. And you know what he lost? Maybe he didn't lose his pension. I don't even know. Maybe he's getting $100,000 as a severance pay, and then he might get a pension the rest of his life. For all I know, this guy's going to make $100,000 a year. So he lives to be 100 because he was a superintendent of schools for a while. Doctor defecation. Just throw around taxpayers $100,000. No big deal. It's not your money.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all locals.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.